Rabbi Moshe Olberg.
This week is Parshas Achedesh. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Kol HaMavarech Al Achedesh B'Zmanei Ke'ilu Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. Someone that's Mavarech Al Achedesh B'Zmanei is Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. Shenamar Achedesh Hazel Lachem. And there's a pasuk from Zekeli Van Veyu. So from here we see that, first of all, we see the union of Mevarech al Achedesh is connected to Achedesh Hazel Lachem. And it's Kilu Mekalu Pnei Shechina. It's Derech Agav. There's a Psavusta word that we say in Kiddush Levana, Hilkach Nemrinu Mu'umet. Because if you're Mekalu Pnei Shechina, you have to say it Mu'umet. Lepeil, the Bisyasev, the Mechaber, doesn't bring down this din of Nemrinu Mu'umet. He doesn't bring the din that you have to say Kiddush Levana Mu'umet. And the shaila is why. So I think there's a word for Rav Meisha. In the Gesmeisha he writes, he says, the Lashon of the Rambam is Kol HaMevarech Bizmani. So Bizmani means the first time you see it. It says B'tchilas Ariya, on the first day. Kol HaMevarech HaChedesh Bizmani. The Mechaber paskins that you're not supposed to be Mechadesh Levona until after 7 days. That's what the Mechaber paskins. So Memela, so he says, so Memela passes the whole din of Muhammad, the whole din of Muhammad of the Rambam that says Kalamakadish that Mvarach Lachedish Bizmani is only on the first day. So I've heard from Rav Meisha. But I'll call upon him there's also the just an interesting piece of information. But again, Mechadish, there's a shaila, we call it Kiddush Levana or Chiddush Levana. What is it? Loshen Kiddush Levana, Kiddush Levana. The Loshen Abrach is Mechadish Chadoshim. But the Maisi, and that's Bam is Loshen Agimara. Loshen Agimara is Mechadish Chadoshim. But in Mesich Tesefim they bring, in Mesich Tesefim the Loshen is Takim Mechadish Chadoshim. And there's a Medrash, in Shmeis Rabbah, that the Medrash says that Bizman Shayim Mechadishin Al Pi Ariya, so there were some people that would be Mevarech Mechadish Chadoshim, and there are some people that would mevarech mechadish chadoshim, and some people would mevarech mechadish yisrael. That was the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem mechadish yisrael, because yisrael in the mechadshel is manayu. So mele it comes out that this bracha, this lashon of mechadish, it's a lashon of mechadish levana. I'll go upon him dos. This is a hakdama. There's a psamachlekes. There was a machlekes in, I think in Tavshin Tezayin, there was like printed a kuntres hanemon. And over there was an argument between the Chazinish and Rabbi Zalman whether or not there's an obligation to Mechadish Levonis, Negea to Manchester. Is there an obligation to Mechadish Levonis? The pshat is, it's Birchas Ariya. The Pashtus, it's part of Birchas Ariya. The Rambam brings it together. Areya Yamagodl, Areya Chet. There's no chiv to go see Yamagodl. If you see Yamagodl, you make a bracha. If you see a lightning, you make a bracha. Is there a chiv to go see the Levonis? Is that a chiv? Or no, is if you see it, there's a chiv to make a bracha. So Rabbi Zalman Weiss is held that there's no chiyuv. And the Chazinish held there was a chiyuv. There was an argument about it. There was a write-up about it. So the emes is that the machlekes really is so afraid of the machlekes. There's a Neidah Bihuda. Neidah Bihuda, and the truest Neidah Bihuda, Simon Beis, I think, Madura Kama, that he writes that it was a maisa, it was the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah. They were in the middle of learning the Megillah. And Weiss, it wasn't so poshut to have a Levana. It was already Leinu Megillah, and it was already Lel Yudalit tastes. Eil Yudalit. So they were reading the Megillah, and Mitamol, they saw a Levana outside. Someone saw a Levana outside. And they were in the middle of the Megillah, and they were afraid that by the time they come out, it's Mirzenke Megillah. So the Neidah Bihuda paskind that they should stop reading the Megillah, and everyone should go outside and be Mechadish Levana. There was a Psagdin of Neidah Bihuda. He prints it. And on that psak din, dog answer the meister. Shlomo Kluger, as a horror, he writes a tshuva. He says, "Vasva, they're in middle of doing a mitzvah. So you're asking a mitzvah. You're in middle of being kaid in Megillah, and so you're going to go outside to mechadish levonah. Mechadish levonah. If you see the levonah, you have to mechadish levonah. If you go outside, you have to mechadish levonah. I mean, you have to go outside to stop being,
huh? You got mitzvah there. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, and a chinami. But the shaila is it a mitzvah? That's the shaila. That's l'chura the shaila. The shaila is, if and was, is there actually a chiyuv? Is there a chiyuv to go look for a levana? So a shaila pasha ben yeh lepeil. So shaila ben yeh lepeil. Go out, it's a cloudy day. It's cloudy. Behind the cloudy, morgen cloudy. Kenohuk. And so the question is, I mean, maybe middle of the night, you'll go out, you'll find a levana. Sometimes you'll travel a little bit on the highway, you'll find a levana. I mean, there's different ways, you know, finding a levana. I shouldn't go on a helicopter to find a levana. Is there a chiyuv to find a levana? So is the pshat is that every month you're supposed to mechadish a levana, or mechadish the levana, whatever nusach. And in order to be mechadish the levana, you have to see it. That's the pshat. Or no. If you see it, you have to mechadish levana. If you don't see it, it's right to find. There's no chiyuv to go look for a levana. So the churah in Demba state, the machleik is between the Neidah Yehuda and the Shlomo Kluger. Neidah Yehuda held, obviously, that there was a chiyuv to mechadish levana. In other words, somehow or another, you have to understand where this chiyuv comes from. But we see there's a psalm musik. So it's not a regular bracha. It's an opportunity every month that you have an opportunity to be mekabel pnei hashchina. So that's a chiyuv. There's a kiddush alavana, you have to be mekabel pnei hashchina. Now obviously, to be mekabel pnei hashchina, you have to see it. You can't be mechadish without seeing it. So it's only a technicality. But the chiyuv comes when the new month comes, there's a chiyuv of kiddush levana. It's just that in order to be mechadish, you have to see it. Other name. Other, it's not a chiyuv that comes. It's just, it's a chiv when it comes to the ri is mechayiv, not the new month is mechayiv, the ri is mechayiv. That's the shayla. That seems to be the machlekes. Mebrink rayas, I'll just mention two rayas that they bring. Benigeh disinim. There's a din benigeh asuma. Magnavram paskins, that asuma is mechuyiv levarach. He's mechuyiv levarach birchas halvana. Even though he can't see the levana, but he knows there is a levana. So he's mechuyiv levarach birchas halvana. Now, l'chura, if it's a birchas hariyah, so the ma'aseh is, Reb Kivega brings that there are those that argue. Reb Kivega in Shulchan Aruch and Tov Chavov brings that there are those that argue with the Magen Avraham. Not everyone agrees to this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham also brings a marshal. The marshal also, Shuvas HaMarshal, agrees to the Magen Avraham that there is a suma k'mimavar birchas alavon. So l'chura, if there's a chiyuv, if it's only a birchas hariya, knows when you see the levana, there becomes a chiyuv to make a bracha. So what's passes on that a suma should say a birchas halavana? I mean, the suma never saw it. He never saw it. So how there was never chal Hashem chiyuv. Masha'inkin, if you're going to learn that be'etzem the new month is mechayiv birchas levana, it's just that there's a hechatimsa that you have to see it in order to actually fulfill the mitzvah of birchas levana, of making the bracha on the levana. So then you could say that for a suma, there's a special echveis, a special din, special dispensation, that because he's a suma, so memela, so he can make a bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham, that's what Magen Avraham holds. L'chur it's a shtak araya. If you hold a suma, sorach levarach, l'chur it's a chiyuv on the chaydish is mechayiv, not the chiyuv is a riyah. And even those that hold that a suma is not mechuyiv, there's no hechrich to say that they argue with the lumdus of kiddush levana. Could be they only argue with the technicality of kiddush levana. The technicality of kiddush levana is that you have to see it. So they say if you don't see it, you can't see it. You can't make a bracha. That's l'chura one raya. Then there's another raya, which is l'chura also a starker raya that they bring. Huh? You're asking a kasha on the Magen Avraham. All right, but the Pale of the Magen Avraham says that a suma says. That's what the Magen Avraham paskins. And Taka, there are those that argue with the Magen Avraham. But the fact that the Magen Avraham says so is machriach, Magen Avraham, Marshal, is machriach that they hold that it's not only a birchas hariyah. It must be a bracha that the new moon is mechayev. This is lechura zeh. Lechura zeh. Thus ain't raya. Then there's another raya, which also lechura a strong raya. And that is that we find, when you get birchas levana, that we find you don't have to make a bracha right away when you see it. You don't have to make a bracha right away when you see it. L'moshel is a musig. Some people in Manchester, you wouldn't do this, but in a place where you're pretty much sure that you're going to have a levana, so you wait for Motzei Shabbos when you have Bgadim Noyim, Mavusam. That's brought down the Shulchan Aruch that you should wait for Motzei Shabbos to make Kiddush levana if it's possible. L'chura, if it's a birchas hariya, doch fakert. The din is doch l'kama paskim. The Mishnah Berurah also brings that if you saw something, which there was a chi of a bracha when you saw it, and when you saw it, you didn't make the bracha, and then later on you see it again, so you lost the bracha, you see Yamagod, and you didn't make a bracha, and tomorrow you saw the Yamagod again, so you don't make a bracha again. It's a machleik is about it, but Pastor, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Why? Because the chi was b'shas hariya. And b'shas hariya, you didn't see it, you didn't make the bracha, so you lost the bracha. And tomorrow, just like if you would have made a bracha yesterday, so it wasn't the new riyah, so you don't make a bracha. So al-der will say you don't make a bracha tomorrow, even if you didn't make a bracha yesterday. So l'chura, if you're going to learn, just say anach haraya, if you're going to learn that kiddush levana is an inyan of a birchas hariya, which is obviously what the Rav Shlomo Kluger held and others held, and that's why they had tainus to the Nedev Yehuda Hayitochen that he was mafsik in the middle of Megillah to go out to Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is only a birchas hariya. There's no chiyuv now, but from here lechur is muchaf. It's not like that. The pshat is, so the hagdoras hadvarim is that when it comes a new month, you're supposed to be mechadish levana. In order to be mechadish levana, givein lech, you have to see it. To be mechadish levana. Person, Rahman al-Slan, is a summa, so what Avram says, he could make a bracha. Others say, they can't make a bracha. That's really a technical thing, but the etzim is that it's a chiyuv on the month, to memela, so a person wants to look out. So since it's a chiyuv on the month, and it's an opportunity to mechadish, you mechadish the levana, so it's kimekabel pnei ashchina, so memela, so obviously you want to have that opportunity to be mechadish the levana. That's a word I just wanted to start off with a light inyan.
What about Mizaktis? A person is going in the street, and you see the Ilonis, Mulavavim, but he's in a rush, so he can't make the
Shalom. No, that says clearly that you could say all of Nissan. All of Nissan you could say.
But what's that different than Yamagodl?
You're asking what's the difference than Yamagodl? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I hear what you're asking. I don't know the answer. But it's clear that over there it's like for the Tkufa, it's... You're saying, Koch Beil Beilomi, you're asking what's the difference between you seeing Reya Ilanis Malavlevim as opposed to Reya Yam Kvestisht? I don't know. Any of them.
If the Vogel goes with clouds over, why can't you make a rock until you've seen it?
Any of them. Let's try two. What? You're asking a question, but your question starts with what I'm saying here, or some good mood? That's your question. You're saying there was a new chedesh, and you saw the levana. Saying if it's birchas hariya, and if it's birchas hariya, whichever way you learn, let's say you learn birchas hariya, without what we're talking here. Birchas hariya, you saw it, and now you don't see it. But you saw it, so now you don't see it. Yeah, whatever. You ask a question. I don't know. Any of them. Two questions. That's one nekuda that we want to speak about. Nochazach, I just want to say, in the Apostle, Achedesh is a Lechem, which connected to Kiddush Levana, which he brought down the Gemara, the Lechem, Azeh, Azeh, Zekeh Levanveyu, and Achedesh Azeh Lechem. So, Achedesh Azeh Lechem, Reish Chadoshim. So Be'emes leaked in them, there's two things. Rashi brings the Chumash. First of all, we're learning about the din of Kiddush Achedesh, the chiyuv of mitzvahs Kiddush Achedesh, where Meshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha in the union of Kiddush Achedesh, And the Eibishter told him, Kazer Reiv Kadesh, which Be'emes, the Meforshim, everybody like asks a question, it's not so clear. What was Meshen Iskasha? What was not clear? It's very clear when you see the Levana, the night going into the 30th. So then you can Kadesh the Levana. What wasn't clear? What was the shear? The Shaila, what the shear? What kind of shear? And then there's no shear if you see the Levana. So obviously you saw it. If it was big enough to see it, so you're able to see it. What's the gear, the shear? A lot of people talk about it. Some Sefer talks about it. There's a briskerov about it. The briskerov time is that every time when you see it, it's already more than the shear. He wanted to know what the shear is, the minimal shear, even when you can't see it. L'maynaf k'min, if you can't see it, l'maynaf k'min what the shear is. So he speaks about b'negeh, the cheshbon ha'levon, b'negeh, the 6 hours, whatever, it's not re'ya, against the cheshbon. That's bazun d'rizach. But that's one din of ha'chedesh hazel lechem reish chadoshim, the chiyuv of kazer re'i v'kadesh. Then there's the poshtiv shach, and Rashi himself said, that's p'shutishol mikra, that the Torah was telling you now that Nisan is the first month of the year. That Nisan is the first month of the year. Hachedesh hazel lechem reish chadoshim. That for Yidden, Nisan is the first month of the year. Reishin ulechem lechachi ashan. Hachedesh hazel lechem reish chadoshim. Favas reishin ulechem. Reishin ulechem and hachedesh hazel lechem reish chadoshim. This is the first of the months. Hachedesh Hazel Lechem Reish Chadoshim, it's the first month. So the Ramban in Chumash, famous Ramban, that says that there's a mitzvah, they say there's a mitzvah to count the months according to the numbers. In other words, just like there's a mitzvah, like when we say Hayem Yem Rishon Bashabbos, Hayem Yem Sheni Bashabbos. So the Ramban says that through that you're Mekayim the Zohar Yem Hashabbos Lekache, because a whole week is around Shabbos. Everything is around Shabbos. It's around Shabbos. One said over a vort of the Rebbe, Zecherini Levracha, he writes somewhere, that he writes that Bechlal, a circle, this is Alpit, a circle is three times, the circumference is three times the diameter. That's what it says in Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says. Place, it's pi, but Al Kopan in Gemara, the din is that three times the diameter is the circumference. So Mele comes out that when you have a Nakuda in a circle, so the Nakuda in a circle, so there's six times around the Nakuda of the radius, the six radiuses around the Nakuda, and that's the Nakuda, of the week of Shabbos. That's the Nakuda of the week. And around the Shabbos, there are six radiuses. That's the doesn't stim the cheshbon. Nochamo. There's the circumference of a circle is three times the diameter, which means six times the radius. Mele comes out that the nekuda of the circle of the week is Shabbos. That's the Shabbos. Tchilas masecha, tachlis ma'aseh shemayim va'aretz. And around that Nakud, the Drezach, the circumference. And that circumference has 6 days. And each day fills up that circle, makes that circle. Makes the circle. And each day is another extension of that circle. And we come again to around the Nakud. But I'll call upon him. So the Ramban says that just like Shabbos has to start with Hachedesh Hazelah, it starts every day is like an extension of Shabbos. Yom Rishon l'Shabbos, Yom Sheni l'Shabbos, and through that you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Zocher Siyem Shabbos l'Kachi. So Al Derech Zeh, says the Ramban, is B'negei Chadoshim. That the Eibishter is saying that the months should be counted from Nisan. What do you gain by counting the months from Nisan? Because Nisan is the first month, because that's when Yetzias Mitzrayim happened. That's when Yetzias Mitzrayim happened. So Memela, so when you count, you say this is the first month, this is the second month. Why is this the second month? Because it's the second month when Yetzias Mitzrayim. So our focal, the Nakuda of our lives is Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we went out of Mitzrayim. So Memela, every time we mention a month, we speak about the month in extension to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Ramban says, the mitzvah. And Bahamas, the Ramban says, that the Shaila is that when they went, the Olam Mibovel, so Olam Mibovel, so the whole Musig of the names of the months that we have, Nisan, the year, Sivan, etc., these are all the Shemus, Chadoshim, is Olam Yimoy Mibovel. They went Mibovel. to say, before they were in Bavel, before the Shivim Shana of Bavel, generally they were called Rishon Sheni. In Torah they're called Rishon, Chedesh HaRishon, Chedesh HaSheni, VaChedesh HaShlishi. And when they came out of Bavel, that's when they started giving it names. So what's the Pshat? Pshat is, he says, brings the pasuk in Yirmiyah, that Leyomer Eid Chai Hashem, Asher Eleisi Eschem Yeretz Mitzrayim. But rather, you're going to say, Chai Hashem, Asher Kibatzim Dorten Yeretz Tzofen. I remember the Yeretz Tzofen and Chveze. He brings the Benigeda. He took him out of Mitzrayim, but out of Golos. So Alderan says, so when they came out of Golos, that's when they started having not the names Lagabi Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather new names. That's what new names. And there's a whole tumult that Lechura, according to the Ramban, if there was a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah limnes to the Shemus Hakadoshim. You have to say Shemus Hakadoshim. The Chassam Sefer like writes very very sharp. He writes here a person should write Yom Rishon or Gimel Bashabbos, and he should write also on which number Chedesh, in order that he should be mekayim the mitzvah of the Schiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Shemus Hakadoshim, Chedesh Hazel Lechem, Reish Kadoshim, Rishu Lechem Nishchati Hashana.
He said not where. Shouldn't you use those numbers for January, February?
Right. He writes very sharp about it, like it's condition, like kilo, keimer, ainlik chelik b'lekei Yisrael. He writes, mamish, very sharp. Notice, there's a whole issue that some people are very mad, but some people say that's not such. I mean, there's a whole argument about this. But some Sefer is very makbid, and others are makbid. Maram Shik, I think, also writes about it. The Talmud is that he writes that, you know, because when you write a chveis, you write a date. So you write January, February, so you write Chveis 1, 4, whatever it is, whatever the number is. So he tithes, you're not allowed to write. What is this? It's not number, this number. The number, HaChedesh HaZel Lechem Reish Chadoshim, Rishu Lechem Dechotchi Hashonah. So you have to count the numbers according to the Chadoshim of Nisan Ir Sivan. That's the numbers. And count the other numbers, he tithes is in Chaikos Hazon, it's a big against it. That's what the Chassam Sefer writes. The mice is there's an ikrim. The ikrim writes that once the Yidden came back from Bavel, this whole mitzvah was nisaker. That's what he writes. The whole mitzvah became mois. Mefrekt, how can a mitzvah become mois? A mitzvah doesn't become mois. So the pshat is, you don't have to write anymore. In other words, you could. Obviously, we called in, you know, in Shtaris, in Gittin, in Ksubis, we don't write numbers. We don't write Chedesh HaShlishi, HaRevi. We write which Chedesh is. We write Chedesh Nissen, Chedesh Iyad, Chedesh Nissen. So, Memela, so obviously, somehow or another, that Chiyuv, if there was a Chiyuv, if there was ever a Chiyuv, so the Chura, there's no Chiyuv anymore. That's the Chura what it says. The Maise is there's a Kasha, there's a Shtikal Kasha over here. That there's a machlekes, the marble, it says it was b'chedesh hasheni. The child says, what's sheni? What does sheni mean? So machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer that says, b'tishin nivrei elam, so he holds b'chedesh hasheni means cheshen. And Rabbi Yeshua that holds b'nissin nivrei elam, so he holds b'chedesh hasheni is ear. So the question is, here you're telling me that Achedesh Hazel Lechem Reish Chadoshim, Rishon Lechem Lechotchi Hashana. So it's Achedesh Rishon Lechem Lechotchi Hashana. So how are you calling this Achedesh Hasheni if it's the Sheni Letishrei? Even if you hold the Tishrei Nivreilam. But how are you calling it Achedesh Hasheni? Lechur, it's not Achedesh Hasheni. It's Achedesh Hashmini, not Achedesh Hasheni. That's the Kasha that they ask on the Ramban. The Bin Yishleim asks the Kasha. So the Nishleimah wants to say that the Mabul was writing how the numbers were before Matan Torah. In other words, after Matan Torah, we come along, we say, Achedesh Hazel Lechem Reish Chadoshim. So from now onwards, when you want to count the months, you have to count it according to now, to Nissan. But by the Mabul, it was before Matan Torah. So the Torah is like, right, although the Torah was written after by Matan Torah, after Achedesh Hazel, Vayichtev Meisha was written after it was already said, Achidesh Azel Lechem Reish Chadoshim, that's when the Torah was written. The Torah wasn't written earlier, the Torah was written later. So Lechuri, after the Torah already said, Achidesh Azel Lechem Reish Chadoshim, so how could you now sit and write, when you hear the Mabul and Parshas Neach, that it's Achidesh Hasheni, which if it means Cheshvin, so they timed it. Binishlema timed is that fourth, but they were writing it killed the way it was, Bishas HaMabul. That's what he says. The Riper law, he says Azoy. He says a very simple thing. And Bamas is Kemara Gemara. It's Mefurisha Gemara. It's Kemara Mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara asks in Rosh Hashanah. In other words, he says, when you say, and this is Negei also to what we're saying from the Chassam Sefer, when you say, you're not supposed to change the order of the months. We say, what did the order of the months mean? Marshall says, if I say this is the third month, it's not the third month. The third month is Sivan. This is not the third month. It's not the third month. That, but if I say this is the second month from an event, this is not the second month of an event. So I'm not saying this is the second month. I'm not saying this is the second month. This is the second month from a certain event. This is not the second month. This is the second month from a certain event. The Gemara asks, the Bamas, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah asks, on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds, that it was the Cheshvin, says, Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua, Haine Dekshiv Sheini. El Rabbi Lozer, my Sheini. And for the Gemara, Sheini Ledin. So Bishlam Sheini Ledin. So the Ripa Lor says, he says, it means, it's not the second month. And when you speak about the second month, what's the second month? The second month is not Cheshvan. Iyar is the second month. It's the second month after the din was. So it's like a second month to something. So the mail over there passes no problem. The whole problem is Nishda. That's tying it to the Ripolo, which Lechura Mefurisha Gemara. Lefin Zeh, you could say like this, and this is also a Nekuda. The whole Musig of months, the Ibn Ezra writes it over here in Achedish Azalechem. Also, the Rambam writes it in Kiddush Achedish. The whole musig of months is be'emes. The whole musig of months is only a levonedika musig. There's no real musig. The musig of months is only connected to the levon. The new moon, that's a new month. The whole musig of a year is only connected to the sun be'emes. There's no year to the months. Months have nothing to do with the year. And years have nothing to do with months. They have no connection. They have no connection. So when you say, Lamashul, that there's January, February. Lamashul, you say January, February. So January, you say there's a month called January, there's a month called February. Is there really a month called January? A month called February? No. Midvas is January a month. Midvas is January a month. A month means a cycle of the moon. That's a month. That's as far. That's what a month is. A chidush, a chidush. There was a chidush. There was a chidush alavana. It started with a chidush and it finished. And that's what a month is. That's it. Lezeh anu kerem chidush. January is not a chidush. It's b'chlam not a chidush. It's the pshat is azay. There's this. The 365 days in the year, and they divided the 365 days into 12 parts. And Mimela, and not 12 equal parts, so 12 parts. And Mimela, so it comes out that each part, each 12th, is called a month. So we call it a month, B'Shem HaMush. But it's not really a month, because there's no musig of Chedesh then. So when you're saying that this is the third month, Moshe, you write three. So what's three? Three means what? Three means the third part of these 12 parts of this year, which is not really 3 months. Is the third part of the 12 parts in which this year was divided, that we decided to divide. We can divide it into 15 parts, we can divide it in many parts we want. There's no rules. In the Mele, so what does that have to do with Achedesh Azal Lecham Reish Chadosh? Achedesh Azal Lecham Reish Chadosh, we're talking about months. Amnes of months. So there's a musig of months, and there was always a musig of months. So and that comes along the Torah, and the Torah says, you should know that Nisan is the first month. And Mimela, when you count months, you should count months from Nisan. When you count months, what's meant you count months? Months is the Taish moon cycles. That's Taish months. Lezana Kera months, Chadoshim. Masha'inkin, this is Lezana Kera Chadoshim. But months, what Goyim call months, what the English calls months, that's Nish Chadoshim. That's nish chadashim and meila. So three has nothing to do with anything. It's like you'll say you'll make weeks the third week. Say but the third week, the third whatever you can make whatever you want. You can make whatever you want. So lechura lefizeh, the taina of the chsam sefer that is going against achedish azel lechem is lechura is it's. I'll call upon all the people, all the Klal Yisrael, that does write numbers. So, Memeila, Lechura, you have to, you know, if it's, what's shot in the, how big of a problem is. Benigeya does, Benigeya Dinian, from Achedesh Azel Lechem Reish Chadoshim, is Yadua, first Rashi in Chumash, that Rashi says, that Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Lehoy Tzorech Lahaskel Es Achedera Ela B'Achedesh Azel Lechem. That this really should have been the beginning of Teira. This should have been the beginning of Teira. Now Teira shouldn't have begun with Bereishis Bara Elokim. It shouldn't have started with the whole story of Gans Bereishis. The beginning of the Teira should have began with Achedesh Azel Lechem. Uma Tam Pasuk BeBereishis is a reason Keach Ma'isav Higel Le'Ami. And the question is, I mean, there's two questions really. Really, why shouldn't the Ramban asks, why shouldn't the Torah have began with Bereishis Bara Elokim? L'chura, that's a very fundamental aspect of life, to know that the Rebbe says Bashaf in the world, and that there were Ovis HaKdeshim, and all the things that happened with the Ovis, and Maisi Ovisim and Lebonim. How could you say, L'hoi Yitzorech HaTorah L'haskel El Machidesh Azel Lechem? That's question number one. And question number two is, that lechura, what's the specialty of Achedesh Hazel Lechem? That Achedesh Hazel Lechem should be the beginning of Teira. What's Achedesh Hazel Lechem? So Yadua, we spoke about it, Kama Pomim, that Teira is not the pshat that Kilo the Eibishter created a world, and this world is a world needs a system. And the Eibishter gave a system to the world. That's not the Pshat Teira. The Eibishter gave a system to the world. And the Yidden are special people. They're amongst the world, they're special people. And therefore, and they were given a special system. Kilu. So the Eibishter created a world. And he, in the world, he created all different types of people. All types of creations. Deinim, Tzimea, Chai, Medaber. And he created in Medaber all kinds of different people. And in that he created Yidden, and the Yidden he gave him a special system which is called Teira. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, the way we discussed this many times, Teira is the Eibishter himself. Teira is a chelik of the Eibishter himself. It's part of the Eibishter himself. It's not Pshat, the Eibishter gave a system to the world. The Eibishter gave himself to the world. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is that the Teira will never change. So they ask Lechura, what's the raya that Teira never change? Why is that an ikar? Why is that an ikar that the Teira will never change? So the answer is because if the Teira would be a system to the world, so systems change. Today you have this system, tomorrow you have a different system, depending on what kind of world you have a different system. But since Teira is the Eibishter himself, it's just like Chaviyot, the Eibishter himself can't change. So the Teira doesn't change, that's part of the Eibishter. That's the Eibishter himself. And a yid is also a snapshot. A yid is another type of being here in this world, and keilu is a special being. Keilu sidol mashal bnei chom, sno bnei yefes, sno bnei shem, and amongst bnei shem there are special people. A yid is not just a special person. A yid is an extension of the Eibishter himself. So Teira is an extension of the Eibishter, and a yid is an extension of the Eibishter. And that's the pshat when the Eibishter came along, he said Seres Hadibris, and the Eibishter said, "Anechi Hashem Elikecha, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim." So everyone asks, "What is saying Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim?" The greatest thing the Eibishter did was that he created Shemayim Vaaretz. Creating Shemayim Vaaretz is Yesh Me'ayim, and creating and being Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, as great as it was, all the miracles that happened with Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not the union of Bris Yesh Me'ayim. So the Chur, if the Eibishter wanted to identify himself, who he is, he should have said, Anechi Hashem Olikech, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Asher Baras Yishmaim Baretz. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is the Eibishter was giving Yidden Teira, the Teira which comes from Anechi, Like the Gemara says, Onechi is Ano Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis. Ano Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis, Poshtu Pshat means I myself wrote it and gave it. But the Pnimis Dikum Shal is Ano Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis. I put myself, the Ebersh Tekav Yochel, put himself into the Torah. Ano Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis. The Ebersh Tekav put himself into the Torah, and that himself that he put into the Torah, that's what he gave a Yid. How could a Yid? That's what he gave Yidden. Istakel b'raisim b'ra'alma. That's already a lower madrigan teira. That's a lower madrigan teira. That's a teira which is a fabun with istakel b'raisim b'ra'alma. But here we're talking about the madriga where the Eibishter is onechi. Onechi is the Eibishter the way the Eibishter has no name. Ani. Anon. It says in Zayir, it says, the Yisram is leibishim eis v'leibishim keitz. The Eibishter himself. So the Eibishter himself, which is Leis Ram, is Leibish Shemes, Leibish Shemkeitz, he gave the Torah to Yidden, so he gave himself to the Yid. How could he give himself to a Yid? L'chura Yid Zanivra. So for that, the Yid had to be a Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. He had to take you out of Mitzrayim. What does Mitzrayim mean? Mitzrayim, Poshet, you learn, means Mitzrayim, the types of, the terrible things of Eretz Mitzrayim. But the Alter Rebbe in Teireir explains that any Mitzias of being, of any type of yeshus, any type of I, any level of I, any level of I, which anivra, by definition, it has I, any level of I, that's Mitzrayim. That is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means the definition of something which is not a likus, that's Mitzrayim. Even if it's Kedusha. But there's some level of Mitzias, that's already on a certain level, on a subtle level, you know Mitzrayim. And the Eibishter was Hitzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. The Eibishter took Yidden that a Yid could be connected to him, to be connected to him mamish. And because the Yidden are able to be connected to him mamish, so therefore, he's able to give them the Torah. And what's the tachlis of giving the Torah? The Eibishter wants that the Eibishter himself, Zapshah, the Eibishter created a world. This is the Deher. Zapshah, the Eibishter created a world. And he wants that this world should be a nice world, a good world. A very kind world, a very pleasant world, where people live in peace and harmony. Of course that's what the Eibishter wants. Of course that's what the Eibishter wants. But that wasn't the tachlis of creating a world, that we should have a world that lives in peace and harmony. That's a beautiful world. The Eibishter created a world because he wanted to imbue himself into the world. The Eibishter created the world, as we've said many times, that the Alter Rebbe brings in Tanya, the Medrash, that Nisava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lies Lei Yisbarach Dira B'Tachteinu. The Eibishter wanted that there should be a world, which is a lowly world, our world that we live in, the Eilam Haza HaGashmi, and this world should become a Dira, a dwelling place for Him. What does it mean, a dwelling place for Him? That the whole world should be imbued with Him. That should become completely connected to Him. Not that the world should be nice. I mean, of course the world should be nice. But that's not what it's about. It's not like being, it's not pleasant. It's the idea is that the Eibishter created a world that there's ultimately there should be the V'nigla Kvedavaya, V'ro Kol Basar Yachdov Kipi Hashem Dibar. That ultimately that a likus should become clear and should become a reality here in this world. It should be v'hoyu einach v'liyikonefeid mirecha v'hoyu einach reisus mirecha. There shouldn't be any helim and simtzum. There should be the gili of a likus ve'elam. That's what the world is about. That's why the Eibishter created the world, and that's why the Eibishter gave Torah. So the Mela, where does Torah begin? Torah begins with Achedesh Hazel Lechem Reish Chadashim. In other words, there was a Seder of the world, the way the world was created in Tishrei. The world was created in Tishrei, over there was the beginning of Torah, Bereshis Bar Elikim, Elikim Loshen Tzimtzum, Lamed Beis Pam Elikim, Namer B'maisa Bereshis. Over there is the Inyan of Tzimtzum. Where does it start, the Inyan of Chidush, of the Gili Elikuz Be'elam? That starts by Matan Torah. That starts by Matan Torah. And that's the Inyan of Chedesh Nissen. Chedesh Nissen represents the Chedesh of the world. In other words, the Chedesh that a Likus is coming down into this world. Nissen is the Inyan of Lamaylam and Ateva. That's what Ness is. Ness is there's Teva and there's Lamaylam and Ateva. It's brought down. It's very hard to understand. When is the beginning of the year? Is the beginning of the year Tishrei, the beginning of the year Nissen? When is really the beginning of the year? So it's brought down from Akedah that there's two beginnings to the year. There's the world as the world is Bederech HaTeva, the Teva of the world. So the world as Bederech HaTeva, the beginning is Tishrei. But the world, there's another Seder in the world. There's a Seder of Nisim in the world. There's a Seder L'mayla Min HaTeva. The L'mayla Min HaTeva, that's Tishrei. That's Nisim. That's L'mayla Min HaTeva. And it's like it brought down. Tesis brings down in Rosh Hashanah that on one hand, we said, the Gemara says that on one hand, the Tkufis, we count from Nisan and the Shana, we count from Tishrei. It's what's going on. So Tesis says, Elav Elav Divrei Elokim Chayim. It was Machshava and Dibur. Machshava, Tesis over there says Machshava was Tishrei, but the other Gersis is that Machshava was Nisan and Bedibur was Tishrei. There were two Madregas in the Bria. There was the Madrega and the Bria of a world, the way the Eibishter created the world, Betchilas HaBria, that Breishis Barali Kimas Hashmayim Vesaretz, and that taka was created in Tishrei, and that was before Hachedesh Azel Lechem Reish Chadashim, and then there was the world as the world was created, so to speak, the new situation of Yetzias Mitzrayim Hachedesh Azel Lechem Reish Chadashim. The Medrash says, Mishem Bacher Hakadosh Baruch Hu Beilamei is Kavul Lehem Shonim Barash Chadashim Mishem Bacher Biyankev Ubebanov. When he chose Yidni Yankev Abanov is Kavalem Chedesh Gula. That's Chedesh Nissen. Chedesh Nissen is the Chedesh Agula. That is the Chedesh where the Tachlis is to bring a Likus in the world, a Likus which is higher than the world, a Likus of Nissen of Gula, and the Eibur should help. There should be Benissen Nigalu, Benissen Asidun Ligol.